Time now to get to our special guests as we welcome Ken Hinckley from the Port Adelaide Footy Club. He's obviously the coach, and a fair bit going on in the world of South Australian footy. We've spoken a fair bit about Adelaide over the last couple of days. Now it's our chance to talk to Ken. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Good man.
Hey, just explain to everyone how, from your perspective, the season finishes. How does the review process start? How long does it go, and what are some of the things you look at?
It'll certainly go for a few weeks. I mean, and for us, fortunately, we've got the Magpies also playing through to hopefully the end of September. You know, we're chasing the result in the sample to get a premiership for the Maggies, so we're after that. From an AFL point of view, we've done our exit interviews with the 22, I think it was, players that we've spoken to, and we'll go through in the next couple of weeks some more detail in our game style and review of everything in our footy club in the last 12 months.
Your best proved to be very good. In actual fact, very, very good. I mean, beating Eagles in Perth, you had the Geelong win, but your bad was bad. Is it about consistency? And how do you look at that? You look at it glass half full, where we can do this, but crikeys, we're doing that.
Someone shared a little quote with me the other day. They said, you see a cloud, I see a rainbow. Yeah. And that's the way I want to look at it. I want to look at the rainbow and see the optimism in us and the enthusiasm in us as a football club, and totally understand and totally get that we're disappointed and you know, we failed to reach finals, which we set out to do. But there's a lot of, you know, as I said, a lot of optimism, a lot of enthusiasm. You know, there's a lot of good things that we can see in our footy club, but they don't just happen. We've got to continue to work hard, and that's why we'll keep going.
Yeah. So I think in the review you'll try and find out why the consistency in your performance was how it was, and then you can train that over the summer months, I guess. Do you have an idea sitting here now after 23 home and away games? Why?
Yeah, I think we do, Rowan. I think we understand that you know, our best football is surrounded by contest, you know, in our contested possession. And when it was really good, it was really good. And when it dropped off, perhaps we're playing a little bit too much of a stoppage game at times. We, you know, we're perhaps forced to play a little bit too much of a stoppage game, because I think our outside stuff, you know, as you said, looks exciting against the best teams in the competition. But if we're drawn inside too tight and too close too often, we find that we probably break down a little bit. And that's the very, very early look at what we've seen over the course of 23 weeks, but we'll look at that a little bit more detail next week. But I think there's some, you know, there's some belief in us that, you know, we need to keep the game a little bit more open if we can.
Are you a better team ball in hand this year?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think we've scored at times this year, we scored heavily, and we've been able to score consistently even the last few weeks of the year. We still scored well. You know, we've still got some learning to do. We spent the first half of the season without Dixon. You know, we spent a lot of the season without Ebert, who are two key ingredients in our front half players. And, you know, we built it around a runner-up in the Rising Star, who is our leading goal kicker in his first year. So there's lots to still work with. Marshall came in at the back half of the year and showed the stuff that we think he's capable of. We've educated him really well through this year, I believe, better than any other year. We've made him work harder for his opportunities, and, you know, he's played in the Magpies and had to earn his right back. So there's some good stuff there.
It appeared to me your depth was so much better this year, one of the byproducts of that is you did drop players if they weren't in form, and you had no qualms about bringing young players up and playing them. Do you think that was a big step? There's been coaches are often accused of, you know, having their favourites who just play week in, week out. Do you feel like you busted that myth this year?
Well, I think we have. I think there's no doubt. It'd be hard to argue that we haven't with the people and players that we've played and not played at times. And, you know, sometimes you're damned if you don't, because we get the opportunity for people to be critical of it when we lose, and we get the opportunity for them to be critical even when we win sometimes, I think. So, you know, we get that you have to earn your spot at Port. I think we've done a lot of work in our connection as a football club, and part of your connection is for people, every player on your list, to believe that they can get selected if they're playing well enough. I think we honoured that pretty well this year.
Mm. You had some remarkable improvements. Peter Laddam's probably the most stark, from really not in a lot of people's sphere of view to being playing a lot of footy and actually keeping Scott Lysette out of the team in the space of 1 year.
Yeah, it's remarkable, you know, what Pete's been able to do this year. And, you know, he's started the season to the end of the season. He's worked damn hard, and, you know, he's got some great results. He's played, five games, I think, maybe, of AFL football. If you had said at the start he was going to play one, I probably would have been a little bit looking at you a bit confusingly, but, you know, good on him. He's worked really hard. He's got a great, bright future now. And, you know, along with Scott, you would suspect, and even Sam Hayes coming through underneath it, there's some real challenges for our rucks if they want to hold their spot.
That was going to be my next point. You've got a number of players. If you, let's use Billy Frampton, yet you use Dougal Howard. Does that mean it's harder to try and keep those guys, at one, at your club, or two, engaged to think that they've got a role to play at the top?
Well, I think the three ruckmen separate themselves a bit, and I think Dougal and Billy are different. They both look like they're going to play forward for us, and we think that they can play forward. We know that, you know, some of our, you know, obviously with Paddy's situation, we know with Charlie's not getting any younger, so we hope Charlie's still got a bit more football left in him. But if you're the two boys that you mentioned in, you know, in Howard and Frampton, they should sit there and look at it and say, okay, well, if I play well enough, I will get picked. We've shown that this year. Now, Billy was really unfortunate this year that he got suspended a couple of times at times when he perhaps would have got games because there was openings for him. But, you know, and one of those suspensions, I think, was careless by Billy, and the other one was just a what I'd call a football incident that he couldn't do much about, and that was against the Crows up in the country in the sample. He chose to, I suppose, block and got it quite a little bit wrong.
Courageous and brutal at the end of 2018, and you presented that to the board. You sat in that exact chair round one and you said, look, if everything goes right, we're a top eight team, but everything would need to go right. You're 11-11. Coaches know better than chairmans of clubs. Koshy puts, I think, undue pressure on you and KT. I'll get to that a bit later down the path. But 11-11, for what you did to where you are, the kids you relied on, is it a pass in your eyes?
Yeah, well, it's a hard one because we set out to build the club on a path to being what we would want to believe is sustainable success, you know. And to do that, we had to perhaps make some changes, and we did that. We're brave enough to make those changes. Yeah, but we still failed to make our ultimate goal, and that was to play finals. Yeah. We all agree on that. But I think we would say that we've made some steps forward, and you know, but steps forward don't give you much. They give you a little bit of belief through the summer. But you know, we're winning a premiership is what we're trying to do. We're not trying to make finals. We're going after premierships at Port Adelaide, and that's what our DNA is about, winning premierships. So we had to you know, make some adjustments to give us what we believe as a coaching group their best chance to do that, and I think we're on the path.
Mm. Will it continue this year? Oh, we've heard you mentioned Paddy Ryder, Sam Gray's another name that's mentioned that potentially is on the move. You're looking to, I'm guessing, if you look at Kane Farrell, you look at some other young players in the sandfall, it looks like you want to push them forward also for next year.
Yeah, and we have to, because that's one of the, you know, one of the key ingredients with what we're trying to achieve is that we have to create opportunities, and sometimes it's easy to feel safe with some other players around, and, you know, great people of our football club, you know, particularly, I mean, Sam's a Magpies boy through and through. He's going to explore his opportunities. Paddy obviously come to us for a short period of time, but loves the football club. So they're not easy decisions to make, but you do have to look at what you're trying to build, and what we're trying to build, as I said, is an opportunity to win a flag.
Mm. I'm the footy god. You can ask me one thing. What would you want for next year?
What would I want?
Just what is it? Is it a key forward? Is it luck? Is it injury? Is it what would it be? What would it be to get you in your 150th year where you know your board need you to be? And you need to be. It's a tough year for you next
year. Yeah, it is. Continuous improvement from our younger players. Okay. I think that's what I need, and that's what we'll get, I hope. And, you know, if we do that, we'll get on the path that we want to be on and stay on. And, you know, I think there's enough, as I said, you know, optimism, enthusiasm. I don't know what's exactly the right word about us at the moment, but I think there's enough to suggest that if we continue to build, we're not going to deviate from our list management plan, which we set in place 3 years ago, not just this year or last year. We set it in place from a long way out. We believe we're on the right path. Just a bit of this game needs a bit of luck sometimes. That's exactly what you need, you know, to lose Brad for the period of time that we lost this year.
And
the
GWS part, by 1 point?
Yeah, GWS. I mean, let's not go through the heartbreak of what they were.
Sorry.
But they weren't much fun, but we lost Brad. No. I mean, Ollie didn't get a run at it. There's some things I'd like just to have some even luck, but footy injuries are footy injuries. They happen every year. We'll have other players injured. Let's hope we just get a better run.
Yeah. Ken, if we can just ask you to hold on, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about the off-season, what it looks like, some of the, perhaps the players you might be looking at, the style of player. Ken Hinckley joins us live in the studio. Port Adelaide coach, take a short break. Be back shortly.
The 5AA Sports Show.
Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley.
Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Court to 5, Port coach Ken Hinckley in the studio. We love the access. Ken, how have you coped, if you like, with the, I don't know whether it's constant criticism from the fans. I mean, you get blamed for everything, from the poor crowds, actually the rain, the two captains, the everything. I don't understand it. Do you?
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it, and I understand passion from people, and particularly Port people. We, as a footy club, we've been built on passion, and you know, you love that and you respect that. It's sometimes hard. There's no doubt for me. It's even difficult to as you said, hear it sometimes. But you just understand what their wants are, and their wants is for their team to be as good as they can possibly be. I love the responsibility of leading this great club. It sometimes can be a bit challenging, but I believe I lead it in a way that gives them the best opportunity to be successful.
Yeah, KT's hitched his wagon to you, and what a great man to have in your corner. I love that event. We had him at our 5AA Awards last night, and he just spoke glowingly internally of the respect they have for you. I touched on Koshy and him being the chairman. He does put undue pressure on you two blokes.
Yeah, I don't know. Dave and I speak regularly, and Keith, we all speak, so it's not like we... Yeah. I think the undue
pressure...
Do
any of you push back at him?
No, I think we have good conversations.
Good.
So we have them before anything's put out in the public place. So I think sometimes, misunderstood... sometimes with what gets said by certain people is we've all said the same things right through from the time we've been together. We stick in the path and we're going after it, and you know, they've shown that again this year to myself, and we're going to keep going after it.
But a lot of pressure on you now next year.
There is.
I don't know why your contract got brought up and how it got leaked, but it did. It's out there.
I don't know.
Triggers. Either. Yeah, well, we don't know that. Caro, was it me? I don't get that info. How do you prepare for next year with all that hanging in there, and you're ready for it, you're prepared for it?
I
think you've been around long enough.
It doesn't really worry me. Clearly, there's some pressure that goes, but there's pressure in this game every year, whether you are or you ain't, or your contract, what it sits like and doesn't sit like. For me, I set out at the start of every year, regardless of where my own personal agenda is to make sure this footy club can be as good as they can possibly be. And, you know, there'll come a time, hopefully it's not, I've said this before, hopefully it's not for a few years yet, but there'll come a time where you do move and you move on, and the club will be still pretty strong after that, I'm sure. But at the moment, I look forward to next year more than anything else. I'm really, really positive. I'm working hard now for next year. I'm not worried about this year so much. I'm working hard for next year.
Fantastic.
Before we talk about what players you might target or what you might do in the draft or the trade period, you would have looked closely at the game and and some of the nuances of it. Where's it headed next? Can you see a shift at all? Is it Brisbane, Western Bulldogs, faster, higher scoring? Is that where you think it's going?
Well, it's interesting the way they play, particularly, you know, some of the sides who are... Well, Richmond and Brisbane, if we look at those two, are going to play off next week. They both play a very similar model, I think, and that's, you know, it's not as dynamic as we sometimes think. It's a bit more down the line, but it's a bit more pace off that ball, and I think that's where the game's gone a little bit. The sides that are able to generate some speed off a contest ball has been really important, and you know, I think there's some differences in the way you do that and what personnel you have to do that with, so I think that's what you've got to consider mostly.
And the Bulldogs and North Melbourne, who gave you a touch-up late in the year, they use this... high possession, lots of handball, that style of play as well. It's another distinct style, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, if we look at one part, we'd say defensively that's one of the parts that causes a little bit of problems. Mm. We're defensively really strong. Lots of numbers suggest that we hold up pretty well. But there's been a couple of games this year with the speed of ball movement certainly got us in some trouble. But overall and over the course of the season, I think we're okay.
Had a look at your draft selections. You've got 7 picks, 9, 27, 61, 62, 63, 66 and 81. Now, is that by design to have 7, or is that just the remnants of previous trades?
Yeah, it's a bit of last year's trading and stuff, and positioning ourselves for this year and giving ourselves the best opportunity to make the most of this year's draft. Mm-hmm. You know, we've obviously got Jackson Mead, who's out there as a potential father and son. We've got a high pick in the draft ourselves now, so, you know, it depends on where all that flows and where it all sits at the end of the trade, because there's so much to go on now, between now and then. There's live trading of picks.
Yes.
So there's so much you've got to have in your kit bag now for Cripper and Parks to go into draft. And I go, okay, we've got all these things that we can do, and you can't be handcuffed by too many, so you've got to have all options open.
So as a coach, is this a bit like Christmas? Do you put a wish out there? Do you write a letter to someone and hope that it comes home to roost?
I just say to Parks, deja vu would be good.
Another three like we had this year
would be okay.
Haven't quite got the picks you had last year,
the old Tooth Fairy. Marlin Office Furniture Text, there's a number here. We'll whiz through them on behalf of our Port supporters that are listening and members. Sam Powell Pepper, where's he at?
Yeah, he's a committed Port Adelaide player.
Yep, okay. The other one, the big one, is Billy Frampton. We're getting a lot of text on Billy Frampton. His manager's getting peppered, other words. Billy, Where's Billy at?
Yeah, Billy should. I would imagine and hope that Billy will still be at Port Adelaide. He's got a bit to still play out. He's got an exciting time in front of him for the next 4 weeks. He's led the Sanford team really well as a key forward and kicked a number of goals. We're excited about what Billy's been able to do. He's really only had 12 months training as a forward. You know, everyone sort of looks at Billy and thinks he's a ruckman. We now view him as a forward. So we're viewing him as a forward, a key position forward. And, you know, there's opportunities in the future for Bill.
Okay, there's another two here, just names, and on behalf of our listeners. Carl Amon and Dougal Howard.
Yeah, again, Carl's out of contract. Dougal's is well and truly in contract, so they ain't going anywhere, I hope. But that doesn't mean that you're going to have control over it. Carl's one that's, you know, he's a Victorian boy who will look at his options. I've said this before, and one day I'll get it wrong, but I'll be surprised if he's not with us.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Because he's one that went north this year, didn't he?
He was one of those young people who got opportunity. Yes. You know, who you know, we had Jared Pollack, who consumed one wing for the whole season. Polly's had a great year at North Melbourne too, but we're really comfortable with what Carl's been able to do and Xavier's been able to do by having the freedom of a wing.
Cover the ground well, don't they? Just talking about Travis Boak, who's had an unbelievable year, must have just missed out on the All-Australian team. We know that he goes away at the end of the year and he just does everything possible to bring himself in the best possible shape back for training. Hearing that Charlie Dixon's going to tag along, that must make you feel good, the fact that he has a fierce desire to be the best he can be.
He's unbelievable, Trav. He's already had some little surgeries at the end of this year to get himself ready to go again, because he's got his plan on his training program and how he wants to go about it. And he said he's going to take Charlie along with him, and he won't not survive in this game through lack of preparation. He'll survive in this game for as long as anyone, I reckon, if he continues to work the way he does. So, you know, and you said he was unlucky not to make All-Australian. I agree. I think if he hadn't hurt his shoulder with five games to go, I think he'd buy his own admissions would say his form was a little down the last 4 or 5 weeks, but he was carrying a pretty significant shoulder.
How long can you hold your breath in ice water for?
Not very long.
Boakey reckons 3 minutes 20. That's ridiculous.
That's too long, isn't it? I mean, to be in for cold, ice cold water that long for a start.
Before we let you go, we're running out of time. The Dish Lickers, how are they going?
Yeah, they're about to attack, I think. They're about to get going, so it's a good time of the year for a couple of the dogs to come back. But there's been a few that have been injured, unfortunately, through the last 12 months, and we've got some younger ones coming. So.
Do you get to name them? Maybe have a Dersma and a Rosie? Can you call your dogs your favourite players?
I think there's a dog owner, Ray Border, who's out there who owns a lot of the Aston dogs, and he names a lot of them after Port players too.
Does he?
So there's an Aston Hinkley running around somewhere. Probably in the back block.
I'm going to say jogging if he can get out of the blocks. Now, what about yourself? There's so much. You got your review, then there's the trade period, then there's the draft. When's your time off, and what do you like to do when it is maybe a week or two downtime?
Bix, I'm really easy. It's just family. It's get away together if we can, and we'll do that. We'll go away as a family for a little period of time in October, all of us, and you know, we've got a grandson now as well, so we'll have all of them come away and we'll spend some time in the sunshine a little bit. We like getting up north when we can, and you know, last year as a family we went to New York for Christmas. We won't be doing that this year, but this year we'll just spend a bit of time in the sun, I think, and relax. And I look, to be fair, you do need a break, and you know, probably more than ever I feel like I need a break, and I'm looking forward to that break, so that'll be good times with the family.
Recharge. Our last Modern Office Furniture text is this one. Will you have two captains next year? Can you believe the uproar about that?
Well, I can because of the tradition of our footy club, so that's not such a big deal. But we'll review everything, and we'll review how that went. You know, we've got to review, but we're not going to sit here today and say, this is right or wrong. We're going to sit back and go, let's look through everything and make some decisions with some clear air.
Happy Father's Day, Ken. Another solid year, and you're right, we had KT yesterday. There is absolute optimism. I don't like hearing green shoots and blue skies. What was yours, rainbow or dark clouds? I'm a glass half fuller.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it? We're all excited about our opportunities.
Yeah, good work, Ken. Thanks for coming in again.
Thanks, boys.
Ken Hinkley, coach of the Port Adelaide Footy Club, giving us a comprehensive wrap-up the year and what's to come in the next 3 or 4 weeks. We're going to take a break. Mark Robinson not far away on the other side of the 5 o'clock news. Plenty of giveaways, the Faster Pasta comp, and also Terry McAuliffe might be able to give us a winner as well. This is the 5AA Sports Show.